from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Major tournament semi-finals. The trend is their friend. And what a goal that was! Lamine Yamal! You're looking at the youngest ever scorer at the Euros. It has happened.
Yamal, 16-year-old for Spain. You'll be hearing his name once in a while for probably the next 25 years. So Spain wins the Euro. And we had talked a lot in the last couple weeks about Greg Berhalter, the now former U.S. soccer manager. I was very happy to see that. Thought he was a very bad coach. It was approaching on Ralph Kruger levels for me. I would say the coaches that I just couldn't believe how bad they really were, like where it's just, it is breathtaking how bad they are. And you can't believe, every day you wake up and you can't believe they still are, they're still employed. Kruger is one and Berhalter might be the other. I don't know that I ever got that way about a Bills coach. Maybe, like with Marone, I guess. Marone, though, won some games. And as a drought kid who had never remembered the Bills being in the playoffs, you know, he might have been really bad at his job, but he went 9-7, and like that was the best season I had ever seen.
What about Rex?
And Rex, yeah, like Rex, yeah, no, still the same. Like, it was bad. I'm not saying it wasn't bad, but it never approached on this level for me, where I just simply can't fathom this person doing the job for one more day. That was Kruger for me, and that was That was Berhalter. Some evil person on Twitter, by the way, Chuck, had the audacity to suggest that former soccer chairman Ralph Kruger become the United States national team coach. Do not put that evil on me, Chuck, because that is not happening. What might happen, which is pretty amazing, is the guy that coached Spain to the Euro title a couple days ago, Luis de la Fuente is his name. He wants the U.S. job. I mean, that should be it then, right? Shouldn't it be over? Wait, the Spain manager who just won is kind of infatuated by the challenge of turning around the U.S. in. What do you want? Sign on the dotted line. I feel like that should just happen now. I don't know why it wouldn't. There might be political reasons why. You know, you gotta English be your first language, maybe, or there might be reasons like that. Coaching in the MLS, whatever. So that was a little update on that story that is actually very good. The Spain manager wants the U.S. job. Okay. In. One other thing that I wanted to get into. Reminder, if you missed the news about an hour ago, Chris Brown, new official play-by-play man of the Buffalo Bills. He is the voice of the Buffalo Bills going forward. Odyssey and the Bills announcing that officially about an hour ago. So super cool. Chris Brown will be calling Bills games going forward. Also, give716.org. We are approaching $500,000. High mark this hour, $25,000 matching donation. So head over to give716.org where you can donate there today here on July 16th. So some news from front office sports in the world of sports television. It looks like or sounds like Skip Bayless is done at Fox. Whether that's him leaving or whether that's them being done, it might be mutual. But Skip Bayless is done at Fox. This is, and like, man, I have not watched Skip Bayless in, I don't even think I've watched a clip of his in a long time. Do you see his clips even going viral anymore?
Like, there's only like when the show just like looks bad.
Yeah, when
and it's
really,
not even like
really
a bad take though. It's like a.
It was Shannon Sharp. It was when Shannon Sharp was like personally mad at him or offended because Skip kept taking personal shots at him. I saw a couple clips like a year ago when that was happening.
Well, no, I've seen a couple where it's like he just looks lost. It's not like he's saying something and people are looking back like, oh wow, yep, that was really bad. He just looked like he didn't know where to go next, and like his co-hosts were just kind of looking at him like, what do you want me to do here?
Okay,
like that's the kind of clips that are, I guess, if you want to say, going viral, but they're not really going viral. They're just, everyone's kind of just clowning on it.
No, right.
At this point,
I see Stephen A. clips go viral, you know, once a day, and everyone's like, oh, look how big a dummy this guy is, right? And others have that happen a lot at his own network. Really, you know what this is? Get ready, Bills fans, because there's a new sheriff in town. Skip Bayless was really bad with this stuff. Insufferable. Fake. Right? Like the decade-long war against LeBron that Skip Bayless waged was completely fake. Of course it was. He knows I'm the only one that's going to have this, so I'm going to get out and be the loudest about it, and that's going to... to his credit, did he build a career off it? He maybe built a career off how wrong he was about LeBron. That was his thing. But now...
The other thing is his Cowboys stuff, too, where he's like, I'm so done with this team, throws the jersey in the trash can and all that.
Oh, okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's actually where I've seen him the most, is his weird Twitter videos where he's just looking into the camera, making faces, and like, what is happening here? Like, these weird, awkward, cringeworthy videos is maybe where I've seen him the most. That network has been taken from Skip by our man, Nick Wright. Nick Wright, lauded Bills troll, right? Chiefs homer, Nick Wright. That's his network now. And it really has been. There's more youth there. There's more energy there. I think Nick Wright, if you listen to his podcast, he's like one of the most infuriating people on sports television. Because if you listen to his podcast, that dude is smart. Like, there is smart analysis in there. And he just doesn't want to do it on TV because he's doing the loud, obnoxious thing. But that's his network now. So I don't watch these shows, but it is interesting to me to see the money thrown around and the movement, right? Like, Stephen A. Smith, this dude's really about to sign a contract for $25 million a year. Did I see 5 years, $125 million? It's, I guess, the state of where sports TV is at, right? Like, I like the Mina Kimes of the world. Whenever the football season's ongoing, it's on really early in the morning. But NFL matchup with Greg Cosell and Kevin Bowen, right? Why is the name escaping me? Is it Kevin Bowen? I'm forgetting it off the top of my head. Used to be Mike Mayock.
that show, like when they're going through the film of it, like there's some good, intelligent stuff out there. Dan Orlovsky is pretty good once in a while.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But the guys making the money are the ones that are the loud wrong ones all the time. How did that happen? I don't like that. Because you should be trying to get things right. We're all going to be bad at it. The teams are bad at it. Of course we're going to be bad at it. But you got to try to get it right. And it feels like the guys in the high end of sports TV, and this guy that's leaving now, Skip Bayless, maybe the first one that started it all. Maybe he's the reason we have all this. It feels like they're not trying to be right. It feels like they're trying to be wrong. That makes it so frustrating, annoying, insufferable. Can't watch it. Because you got to at least be authentic. And that's really what it feels like is missing.
Hasn't social media kind of done that too? Because like they know if they say something stupid or like a hot take or whatever, but like not a good hot take, that... so many people can just gravitate towards it and just get engagement
right
out of it.
What gets more clicks? What gets more views? Right. It's going to be whatever. If I went on this show today and said that, I don't know. I can't dream of like what's the worst take you could have about Josh Allen right now? Well, I went off on it yesterday. It's that turnovers are stopping them from winning football games. Okay, Jeremy Fowler, as they go 63-30 with Allen as their quarterback leading the league in turnovers. Is it really that important? That would be the worst one for me. What's like so ridiculous, though, but beyond that? Allen is... I can't even do it.
Is the overrated thing... kind of there too.
That was yesterday, right? Well, NFL executive said he was the most overrated in the league.
Yeah, that was separate from the turnover stuff, though.
Yeah. That one was pretty good. If I said today that Josh Allen, mark my words, Josh Allen is poisonous and he will never win a Super Bowl.
Never appear in a Super Bowl.
Right. That would get more engagement on social media than if I just sat up here and said, oh yeah, I think Allen's the second best quarterback in football. So yeah, that's a good point. That's what drives it, and that maybe is where all this comes from. You gotta try though. You gotta try to be right. If you're gonna be loud wrong, at least be authentic being loud wrong. I was loud wrong about Allen. I thought he was gonna stink when he got drafted. Not the guy I wanted at all. It allows me to be a little open on the idea that Coleman could be good, by the way. Because we all have bad draft takes. I thought Allen was going to stink. And he was going into that draft. He was the one I didn't want them to pick. And they picked him. And then the moment they picked him, it's like, all right, well, they did it. And I wanted a quarterback, so let's see. I'm open to it being good. And Coleman is kind of like that for me at receiver. It's the same thing where in 2018, this is for me personally, they needed to draft a quarterback. We all knew it. We all knew they were going to do it too, right? We all knew they were going to pick a quarterback. And then they did it, and I was very much like, oh, no, not that one, not that one. Okay, that one. All right, let's cross our fingers. That was me on draft day 2018. And this offseason was pretty much the exact same, but with receiver. Of need them to draft a receiver. We all know they got to draft a receiver. I think we all kind of knew they were going to take a receiver. And then draft night showed up, and I was very much like, oh, no, not that one. Not that one. Wait, okay, that one? All right, let's cross our fingers. That's where I'm at with Coleman. Well, could we get another Allen? Could he be one of the best receivers in football? I mean, it would be stunning to me. It would be kind of like Allen was stunning to me, being this good. It would be stunning to me if Coleman, who could not... here's another comparison from Allen to Coleman. Allen couldn't throw accurately in college. And that was very much seen at the time as the thing, the weakness you don't want to have. You know? You could be a little slow at reading and reacting because that's something you can get better at over time. And you know, what else? I guess that would be like the other big problem of a quarterback. Because arm strength, you can't really fix. That you definitely can't fix. But for Allen, it was accuracy. Don't be inaccurate because that is something guys just don't get better at. And it's the weakness you don't want to have. And Coleman, you know, coming into this season, it's, well, his weakness is separation. And I think the ability to separate is really the flaw you don't want to have as a wide receiver. And it is hard for me to see him getting miles better at that through his NFL career. But, you know, look at Allen. Nobody thought Allen could get that drastically better with accuracy. And to his credit, like, he did that. Like, sure, his coach has helped. Brian Daboll helped a lot. And I'm sure Ken Dorsey helped a lot as well. A lot of those guys, McDermott, a lot of those guys along the way, I'm sure, helped him become better and better and better as an accurate quarterback. But Allen knew he had to get better at it. And Allen worked at it. Allen didn't say, oh, I don't need to be a 70% passer in the league. I can be who I am and become a great quarterback. Allen, I'll never forget when he talked about with Chris Sims that... that second offseason, he went away, worked with Jordan Palmer a lot, right, as his personal quarterback coach. He got his throwing motion mapped, digitally mapped, and he changed his motion to something. He worked with people on that, like, what's the most efficient way to throw the football? And he changed it, and he worked at that, and he fixed it. And that will have to be the job for Coleman. Coleman will have to go away in the lab and maybe he'll have to completely rework something. Maybe he'll have to rework how he runs. I don't know how drastic it will have to be. And I don't think that's something you can do right now. You know, the same way Allen didn't really change his throwing motion until the third year of his career. Coleman, in year one, you don't have time. The draft process, the combine, meetings throughout the draft, flying around different cities. He flew here to Buffalo before the draft. I'm sure he flew to like 10 other places. So you're traveling a lot, and then here you go, and you get drafted, and you got like 2 months, and boom, here's training camp. Like, it's quick. It's probably something that you play the year out, you do what you do best, and you work at your weaknesses in the second offseason, the third offseason, and it kind of becomes a multi-year process. Because that's how Allen went, with a skill that was very hard to improve at, but he did. And I feel like Coleman right now, getting open and cleaning up the route running, becoming a technician in that way, is going to be a multi-year process for him. At least it would stun me if it wasn't, if it was going to be even quicker. 803-0550 is the phone number. Got into all that with the news that sounds like Skip Bayless is done at Fox Sports, which, you know, I do not need to see him like back on ESPN or anything. Is that going to happen? Is he going to reunite with Stephen A or something? I don't know. Timeout here, Extendo Sports. When we come back, give716.org if you want to donate here on July 16th. It is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.